in 3, 2, and 1. Sean Bergmeier of the Glenor Alston softball team joins us here for today. First-year head coach, longtime assistant coach of the softball team, joins us for our postseason interviews. Glenor Alston coming off a tougher season this year at 2-20 and a conference record of 2-14 in the Raleigh Valley Conference. But some good talking points we're going to have here for today. But Coach Bergmeier, thanks so much for joining me here on this afternoon.
Well, thanks, Tyler, for having me.
Absolutely. You know, Coach, this is a team that you've known for quite a few years. We talked right before we went, started the recording here. You've been an assistant coach at Glenor Alston here for a couple of years. You've been able to see this team grow and develop under some other guidance of other head coaches. But you took the reins here this season. Talk to me about the experience you've had coaching these kids for the first time as head coach and just continuing to build the relationships with the girls.
Yeah, well, it's definitely been a different experience. Just to get to focus more on, in the past, I focused more on hitting. I was more of the hitting coach. And this year, just getting to see and work with them in, you know, all different phases of the game. And just getting to know the girls in that capacity has been great.
Yeah, absolutely. I know this Raleigh Valley Conference is a tough conference to get into. You know, you got teams like Woodbine, and you got teams that even you face outside of the conference that are in the area, like Coon Rapids Baird and East Sac and whatnot. But I tell you what, you guys faced some difficult injuries throughout the season, and you had to put players in positions they don't normally play. So just talk to me about that experience this year and kind of some of the challenges you guys overcame this season.
Yeah, I would say, and you're right, our conference as a whole was really good this year. I was even surprised to see the amount of progress that the conference has made, which, again, that made things challenging but also encouraging because I know where we need to get to keep improving in our conference. But injuries, that was a huge challenge for us that we had to face this year. I mean, we knew going in that we had some various injuries that we're going to have to deal with. Macy Snyder, with her thumb and hand, she was having some challenging injury-related issues that we knew she might not be able to play as much in the field, and even got hurt in practice.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had several other injuries throughout. One of our main pitchers, Addie Bell, she got hurt mid-season, and so that was challenging because she was doing a great job for us pitching as well. Morgan Kaler, another injury, which again took her away from playing out in the field, mm-hmm. hitting, and even potentially pitching as well. So just a lot of those situations, but it did provide opportunity for other girls to step up and get opportunity to play and compete at the varsity level. And again, they're young. The girls are young, but it allowed them to just to continue to grow and develop, knowing that they'll probably be used in the future in various positions, and they'll have the experience to be able to perform because they've done it before.
Yeah, no, absolutely. A season where, you know, like you said, a lot of injuries coming into this season, even throughout just the season as well. But, I look at kind of your schedule and a lot of really tough teams here. Talk to me about some of the games where you thought about this. Just some games that you thought you picked out some really good highlights from and really looked forward to. I know there was a game against Coon Rapids Baird, you guys won 7-2, a closer game against Boyer Valley 9-10. What were some of those games that you really looked back on and really were proud of the effort the girls had?
Well, you mentioned one of them. So even from the very beginning, when we played Boyer Valley, we were down in that game. Pretty big deficit going into the seventh inning, and we put up, I believe it was 6 runs to tie the game. And this was like a rain game, cold game, third game of the season. And the girls just continued to compete. And I told them, you know, even after that point, even though we lost that game, I was like, girls, that's what we're looking for as a whole, is that we go out there, we give it our all, and if we lose, we lose. But if not, we just, at least we gave it everything we had. So that was a huge game for us that, you know, we felt like we were right there in it. Another game actually that you didn't mention, but I was pretty excited about, early on, was the way we played against Woodbine.
Mm-hmm.
We were actually up 4-2 against Woodbine going into the fifth inning. And Woodbine, you know, they won our conference or tied for the at the top of our conference. Good young pitcher on their team. And we had them on the ropes. And then, you know, fifth and sixth inning, we kind of fell apart a little bit, but we competed. And that's what I was proud of the girls for, because I said, girls, we're right there with a top team in our conference. And then you mentioned it as well, Coon Rapids. I felt like that was the game where we would finally put it all together. On I think it was June, middle of June. And it was our last, I believe it was our last conference game before we started the second half of our season. And I felt like that was the game where we finally clicked. We put it together, fielding, hitting, pitching, and just the way the girls competed in that, getting that win against Coon Rapids, a good softball team. That was big for our girls. And unfortunately, after that, we had major injuries that took place, and it was hard to recover from those things. But you know, we saw glimpses, and that was the encouraging thing that I told them even throughout. Is even in some of the games where we got 12 runs, we'd see aspects of our team and in the game where we felt like we were actually competing, and we'd see glimpses of really good ball at various times. So, and again, for a young team, I was encouraged by those things.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've mentioned the injuries a lot of times here already. We mentioned some of those really close games early on. You mentioned Woodbine, you mentioned Coon Rapids Baird, even Booyer Valley, Exira, one of the top teams in that conference as well. You're able to get some runs off of some of those tougher teams. But we also talked about the development of these younger girls here on this team. You're losing three seniors, but you got a lot of them returning next year. Talk to me about the development of those younger younger players this year. How have they kind of gotten better throughout the season?
Yeah, they really improved. And I think for the most part, it was just overall confidence. I could tell early on in the year, just some of their nerves going out there, even up to bat, playing in the field, not having a ton of experience last year based on various circumstances. And just to see them throughout the year become more and more confident in themselves and in their teammates, that it was exciting to see. And I actually felt like our three seniors did a great job. Morgan Kaler, Kim Daly, Gretchen Wallace, of helping some of these younger girls as well, like cheering them on, encouraging them, supporting them, and recognizing that we've got a bright future. We just wished it would have happened earlier for their sake. But
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, you know, the future bright for you, for this team, as you are bringing up a lot of those younger players. But you mentioned it, those three seniors really building up those younger girls. Of course, the three seniors for you, Morgan Kaler, Kim Daly, Gretchen Wallace, Morgan's younger sister, Vanessa, still on the team as well, coming back next season. But you've had the experience of being there as an assistant coach and seeing the development of those three seniors. Talk to me about the impact those three seniors have had and what they kind of brought to the table this season.
Yeah, they were, first of all, they were fun to coach. Great girls, great athletes, and hard workers. And they wanted, we wanted more success for them. But they were, what was neat about these girls as well is their willingness to be put wherever I needed them. And, you know, if I ask them to bat a certain spot in the lineup, they're willing to do that. If I ask them to play, you know, a position that they hadn't played in a long time, they're willing to do that. And I think that really sets a trajectory for the girls below them, just to see their willingness to do those things. And they were, again, fun girls to coach, and I wished more success for them.
Yeah. Well, and the thing about it, too, is I got the opportunity to talk with Kim Daly a little bit during the basketball season and during the golf season, and Gretchen Wallace as well, and Morgan Kaler, I've known for a while just because she danced with my sister over at Fusion Dance here in Carroll. So all three of these girls I've had an opportunity to talk to, and they just seem so mature for their age. That's the thing I've kind of picked out about those three. They seem like natural-born leaders on this Glenn Ralston team, and I know you mentioned you would have liked to see more success for them, but they just seemed very mature young women that are going to be, wherever they go here in the near future, are going to bring those leadership qualities at that next stage of life.
Absolutely. And they, you know, I mean, even when things weren't going well for them or for our team as a whole, they've continued to find ways to build each other up. They really weren't, I'd say, in some sense, not fazed by, like, they didn't allow the emotion of the game to really affect them. They weren't too down on themselves, or they wouldn't get too discouraged, but were pretty positive the whole way through. And yeah, they're gonna do great things in their future.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, we also discussed the Rolling Valley Conference coming up as a powerhouse here in the area. You know, the Western Iowa Conference is kind of close to us as well, but a lot of great teams coming from this Rolling Valley team. You know, as we look into this next season in 2022, you bring back a lot of good talent. Vanessa Kaler, probably the star coming up this next season, and some other really good weapons around her as well. What's sort of the mentality coming into next year? What are you looking to improve upon with these underclassmen?
Yeah, we've got a lot of young players that started to develop more as the season went, even as you mentioned Vanessa Kaler. Bright future for her. We saw it even with her pitching. Even our last game of the year, we played in a rainstorm against Bishop Garrigan, and we were encouraged by how she did. And you could tell it was starting to click for her on the mound. And so we're excited about that, and she's excited to keep making progress. And even some of the other girls, that they just, like, getting the experience is going to make it made a huge difference for them. You know, I think of, you know, Tyla even getting on the mound, pitching some, Summer Toms, another pitcher, Addie Bell, another pitcher, all getting experience on the mound. Elizabeth Lloyd, fantastic job behind the plate.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really made huge strides throughout the season as well. Girls that maybe hadn't gotten as much experience, but, you know, they saw the field quite a bit, and they're going to continue to get better, and which I'm excited about. Brenna Bowman, I'm just going to mention them, Briley Box, Savannah Bennett, great, well, they're sophomores now, mm-hmm. Great group of girls that willing to put in the work, the extra work. And then same with my two eighth graders that came up that are now freshmen, mm-hmm. Ashlyn Tigges. She contacted me on a regular basis. She transferred in, and she's got a bright future as well, because she's like, when can I get more work in? Can I come to practice early? You know, and so just excited for her. Lauren Holzing, another girl that transferred in,
mm-hmm.
Phenomenal athlete, and just want to get her more experience at the plate. And, you know, she ran for us a lot, courtesy runner. Picked up the game really quick,
mm-hmm.
as well, so that was neat to see. So really, I'd say in all phases of the game, we're going to continue to improve, and I'd like to see us better, whether it's fielding, pitching, hitting, and I've got to do better personally. I've got to put them in positions to continue to improve and get the most out of them. And again, even as my first year coaching them, I just noticed, all right, as I looked back, all right, there's things I can keep doing better,
mm-hmm.
that will help these young girls out. And, yeah.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And, you know, the majority of your players, as I kind of look down your roster, freshmen and sophomores, you mentioned your two eighth graders who are hungry for some more success this next season. And the one that kind of sticks out, of course, is Macy Snyder, the now going to be lone senior coming back, hopefully, for her last season. You know, we've had the opportunity here at the station to get to know Macy on a more personal level as she kind of works with us on the boards and helps us with those broadcasts that we have during the basketball seasons and whatnot. And Macy just seems like a natural fit at that senior leadership position. So kind of talk to me real quick as we kind of wrap up things. How do you think Macy Snyder is going to impact this team as she moves into her senior seasons here this next school year?
Oh, absolutely. Macy Snyder, she's great. I just love Macy. Good relationship with her. She, this year, I called her my assistant to the assistant. Whenever there was some need that we had, Macy was willing to step up and help in that way. And I think, in my mind, I think that really helps the girls see, hey, here's a leader who, whatever coach needs, she's willing to jump in there and help out.
Mm-hmm.
And even Macy, I asked her at one point later in the season, I was like, Macy, what are the chances of you putting a bat in your hand? You know, even swinging one hand, you know, and you see her with this huge cast on, getting in the batter's box, and that just excites the girls, because it's like, wow, here's someone who's willing to, you know, with practically a broken thumb and mm-hmm. cast on her arm, going out there hitting. Like, that really pushes the other girls as well to say, you know what, if she's willing to do this, yep, I can overcome even some of my injuries or weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm excited for Macy. I'm hoping she can get healthy so that she can play the sports that she loves as well in the regular season and help out Glidden in those ways. I'm also excited to get her back out on the field because she's a tremendous ball player and a great, great hitter. And so it's like when she has both arms, that will be even better, even better for us.
I was going to say that.
Great, great leader.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, that's the important part. She needs two hands to play, I think the majority of the times I've known Macy, she's had a cast on that hand for the entire time. She got the opportunity to golf a little bit, but right before the softball season happened, she's in a cast again, so.
Yeah, she had gotten hurt again in practice.
Mm-hmm.
Middle of May. And she was trying to catch a fly ball. She was running in on a fly ball, and it hit her thumb in a certain way in the glove. I'm like, oh, no. So then we just did what we could. We didn't think she was going to be able to play at all. And then she found a way to, at the end of the year, to get back out there, put a bat in her hand, and, you know, do her best and help out the team. So she's that kind of player, that kind mm-hmm. of athlete.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Well, Coach Bergmeier, again, thank you so much for joining us. Is there any kind of final thoughts as we wrap up our talks on the season? Anything you're looking forward to in this next season and in your second year, or just anything else I didn't mention here today?
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to getting the girls back this off season, allowing them to, you know, do their thing with their other sports and encourage, you know, the Glidden teams. But I'm excited for their future because if they stick with it, they got a bright future, and I'm fully convinced that they saw that towards the end of the year. And we'll keep developing them, and I'll keep doing a better job getting them ready for next season.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, Coach Bergmeier, once again, thank you so much for joining us here on our postseason interviews. We wish you luck, and hopefully your summer's a little bit more relaxing after the season gets done.
Yes. Thanks, Tyler.